France has declared a state of emergency in its Pacific territory of New Caledonia. It follows unrest over a bill recently adopted by the French Parliament in Paris to grant French residents who've lived in the territory for 10 years voting rights in provincial elections. Vehicles and businesses have been set on fire, some stores have been looted, and there are concerns about food and medical supplies. Hello and welcome to this Global Situation podcast from International SOS, the leading health and security risk services company. I'm Chris Giles. Well, joining me for this episode is our Senior Security Manager, Alexandre Mollet, Senior Security Specialist, Rani Adjudi, and Coordinating Doctor, Dr. Olivia Raponte. But first, I began by asking Alex what's prompted the protests.
Well, demonstrations have taken place since 13th of May by members of groups such as the Field Action Coordination Unit, also called CCAT. And so we have widespread reports of looting, arson and clashes with the security forces. Everything started off as protests by pro-independence groups across the territory. They were protesting against the French government's proposed constitutional bill to expand the electoral roll to several additional members, notably people born on the territory after 1998, plus people residing in New Caledonia for at least 10 years. And so those related protests have been taking place since at least February 2024, when the bill was first introduced. While earlier demonstrations were relatively peaceful, some youth groups, sometimes affiliated to the CCAT, have perpetrated violent actions. Spokespeople from the CCAT, for example, and other independence groups have denounced these incidents and called for calm to return.
So can you tell me which areas have been badly affected by the unrest?
Well, it's important to know that movement around Nouméa is actually currently extremely restricted. Protesters have set up roadblocks along key roads, such as the RT1, for example, which leads to the international airport. And additionally, residents have also set up roadblocks to prevent rioters and looters from entering the neighborhoods. And the airport is currently not operating due to a suspension of flights. Public transport also remains quite scarce. The CANAC Workers Union announced a strike on 13th of May, which has led to disruption to all bus services.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Let's speak now to our senior security specialist, Rani Adjudi. And Rani, can you tell me which areas have been worst affected by the unrest?
So most of the protest activity that we've observed has been recorded across Nouméa. We have seen, however, also protests across Doumbéa, Mont-Doré, and some of the other islands. We've seen some airport blockades as well on the Île des Pins.
And could you bring us up to date with some of the latest developments?
So we've had three consecutive nights of unrest at this time, and that included looting of supermarkets as well as setting alight some buildings that were also schools and attacking some police stations. Because of the recent developments, France declared a state of emergency. So at this time, movement is restricted and there's a curfew that remains in place between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Three demonstrators and one police officer were killed during clashes overnight on the 15th of May, which is a pretty big escalatory trigger at this time. And so far, 200 people have been arrested since the beginning of the unrest, and mostly supermarkets and French-owned companies are being targeted.
And what are we expecting to happen? Can you see things calming down now the state of emergency has been implemented?
Unrest is likely to persist, especially following the French National Assembly's vote in favor of the proposed electoral bill. They're set to vote in Congress at the end of June, and tensions are likely to remain high. France has deployed additional troops to New Caledonia and will likely impose more movement restrictions, which should potentially reduce the unrest, but also tensions are expected to still remain high. French President Emmanuel Macron has called for dialogue between pro-independence and loyalist representatives. So this should hopefully ease some of the tensions.
So what do you think the current situation means for our clients who are operating in New Caledonia?
It's likely going to continue to pose some logistical constraints, particularly for any overland travel and any air travel. also accessing essential goods at the supermarket. So far, there hasn't been any major shortages.
Thanks, Rania. Now, I wanted to bring in Dr. Olivia Raponte, and you have contacts in the territory. So can you tell us what you've been able to find out regarding what the unrest means for medical facilities in New Caledonia?
Yes, so the head of ICU of the main public hospital, Medipol, near Noumea, explained that the hospital is still able to work properly, but the staff is staying on site. They are not able to go back home. The main challenge is to access the hospital. So for our members, they might have difficulties to access the emergency department, for example. So we will advise them to call us and we will explain what to do if they need to access a doctor or to have access to medical facility. There is also some concern on the supply of medication. As Rania said, a lot of warehouse and supermarket were put on fire by some people. And unfortunately, a warehouse of medicine supplier was put on fire as well. So at the moment, there is another one still available in Noumea, but it's going to create some tension and we are going to continue to monitor the situation.
And with regards to that situation, can you foresee shortages because of that warehouse fire that you mentioned?
I think the French government is creating some special flights to supply food and medication for New Caledonia. So I think it's going to be maintained as a good level for now, but we have to monitor the situation.
Okay, Olivia, thanks for the moment. Rania, as the situation develops, can you give us an indication of what international SOS will be monitoring? And are there any triggers that could indicate any further escalation?
Yeah, Chris, at this time, we're looking at the number of fatalities first. So there has, as I mentioned earlier, been fatalities so far as a result of clashes between demonstrators and the security forces. So we'll be monitoring that toll as well. If there is further movement restrictions that are implemented as part of the state of emergency, that also would be a trigger to monitor for further acts of vandalism and looting, and fuel shortages. A big one to look out for, which is still quite unlikely, would be prolonged disruptions of mobile connection, and that could also extend to internet and telecommunication services, and as well the inability for logistics providers to operate at the airport will also be a potential trigger.
And could I ask you both how international SOS can help clients who are currently in New Caledonia?
So in terms of medical, we can assist to reach the nearest doctor in their area and direct them where to go and assist them to speak with the emergency number run by the public services in New Caledonia. We are also making sure that in case of medevac outside of New Caledonia, we still have some providers that are ready to go from Australia or New Zealand to New Caledonia. And then the challenge will be to get the member to the airport, but the security team will be able to assist for that.
On the security side, so we are maintaining and we have several relationships with logistics partners, aviation as well, and maritime. We also have our offices in Noumea, which provide us with very useful information on what's happening on the ground, which is not necessarily replicated in the news or shown in the news. So that's very useful.
And finally, returning to our senior security manager, Alexandre Mollet. And Alex, what's the current advice for clients who are there right now?
For in-country workforce in areas where unrest is ongoing, we advise them to limit non-essential movement. It is important to understand that we do not advise to travel to areas recently affected by unrest. We can mention to organizations that contingency plans should be in place if the journey is interrupted, including the potential for safe havens en route to the destination. For people being affected by the riots, we ensure that they have essential provisions to stand fast for at least 3 additional days in the event of a further escalation in unrest. Stand fast arrangements should include access to secure accommodation and essential supplies, including water, food, medicine, fuel and cash. And we advise also to consider making preparations to relocate to areas unaffected by fighting once it is safe to do so.
Well, that's all for now, but just a reminder that you can access all the latest information and updates for New Caledonia from our website at internationalsos.com. And from there, you can find out about our global network of assistance centres, available to clients 24/7. But until next time, thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.